My name is Thais Gibson, and I'm the creator of the Personal Development School. This is your daily breakthrough video, and in this video, I want to talk to you a little bit about the 7 most likely reasons fearful avoidance will get burnt out. And these are really important things to pay attention to because burnout can cost a lot to us long term. It can make us really have a hard time feeling like we are fully present, make us have a hard time feeling like we're truly fulfilled by our life, like we have energy. It can really spill into so many different things if not caught early enough. And obviously, you've seen a whole bunch of different stuff over the past couple of years, like the Great Resignation and so many changes happening in the area of work that I think that these are really important topics to address. And as we know, our attachment style and subconscious programs are something that, yes, are predominantly affecting us in the romantic area and relationship area of life, family, friendships, all sorts of relationships, but can even affect us quite profoundly in our workplace relationships. And these same subconscious patterns, limiting beliefs, different things connected to this can also spill out into any of the 7 major areas of life. So one of the first things that's really important for fearful avoidance to recognize is often fearful avoidance of a habit of overcompensating as a subconscious strategy to prove their worth or earn their worth. A lot of fearful avoidance have a huge limiting belief that I am unworthy. And so they will try to earn their worth as a byproduct, but this can lead to them like doing things where they are overcompensating at the expense of themselves. I think it's beautiful to stretch and to grow and to push ourselves and to move outside of our comfort zone and break down barriers and to hold ourselves accountable and all these different things. But sometimes fearful avoidance can take this so far because of that unworthiness wound driving them so much that they forget to just take time to balance, to have a healthy relationship to the other parts of their lives outside of things like the workplace. And so this is a really important thing to be mindful of. And of course, a really powerful thing to do is to do some deep work on reprogramming at a subconscious level if this is something that you're struggling with. Number 2, I find that fearful avoidants often have really poor self-care habits. And sometimes this is because they weren't taken care of in a really healthy way for a period of time in life, or maybe like they were put in the back burner because there was a lot of chaos for different reasons. But often as a byproduct of this, the fearful avoidant sort of like doesn't really know how to show up and really take care of themselves. And so what they do instead is they sort of can run themselves into the ground and forget things. Like properly replenishing themselves, taking time for themselves to just relax, to just be, to do nothing for a little bit, to spend time like in the different areas of their life, like with the physical health area of life and taking time to properly prepare meals and get proper sleep. And sometimes they can be so preoccupied with like getting away from their wounds that they can forget to put themselves and their well-being into the equation. And if this is something that you struggle with, it's really important to take some time to be like, how can I actively put this into the different areas of my life? Like, how can I take time, see what I'm missing just at a baseline for like healthy meal preparation, healthy sleep habits and patterns, healthy time to just rest, relax, find out a list of hobbies or things like light exercise, or just, even like shows or movies or anything that just like fills your bucket up to a certain degree where you are properly recharging, and put those things into your self-care routines. And then obviously it's always very valuable and powerful to do like learning, subconscious work, personal growth work, reading books, like other means of recharging as well that can also help move us in the mental, emotional areas of life. Number 3, a really important thing to pay attention to as a fearful avoidant is the degree of self-criticism that can show up for you. Often the more core wounds you have, obviously the more likely you are to have those core wounds emerge. And then those lead to painful patterns of thought and emotion and neurochemical reactions and all sorts of things. And that can actually really drain us over time and keep you way more in sympathetic nervous system mode than parasympathetic, which is a part of how we rest, digest, and recharge. So really important to keep that in mind and also to do that reprogramming so you don't have these wounds sort of like infiltrating into your workplace and your life. And if you want to do a deeper dive into like doing deep reprogramming work on core wounds that are affecting you at work, or even doing deep work on burnout in general, you can check out our burnout course that we have coming out this month that will dive into all this stuff at a subconscious level really deeply. And also the emotional mastery and reprogramming and belief reprogramming course that will help you really understand how to isolate, find your specific core beliefs, and then do deep reprogramming work around them. And you can check these things out for 7 days for free by clicking the link in the description box below. And when you go into your dashboard, just type in emotional mastery or burnout, and you'll see those courses come up. The next thing you can really take a look at it's important to recognize as a fearful avoidant how easy it is for you to get into perfectionism and how easy it is oftentimes when, if you had to walk on eggshells growing up or things like that, where sometimes with things that are meaningful to you or tasks at work, you can put so much pressure on yourself and put so many expectations on yourself that you sort of get into this perfectionism dynamic, which can take you out of like being present, being in flow, allowing yourself to feel comfortable knowing that sometimes I will make mistakes and I can learn from them. And it can put this added pressure and stress and sort of gloom and doom over life. Especially if you're carrying around a lot of these different perfectionism wounds. We actually have a full course on perfectionism that you can check out for free for 7 days as well, if that is any use to you. So that's really important to address. And also, the fearful ones often will put their needs last. You know, we sort of see this with like being boundaryless, struggling with boundaries, which kind of go hand in hand here. We'll put these next two together. So being boundaryless and also putting your needs last. Putting your needs last sort of means like you may have things that fulfill you or that you need from work, but you keep deprioritizing these things as a strategy to like please others or to impress others or to feel like you're not bad or, you know, whatever core wound avoidance you're trying to go through by using those behaviors. But then the boundarylessness is also like saying yes to things actively when you mean no, or not letting somebody know where you have a boundary or something makes you feel uncomfortable. And often both of these things will lead you to feel unseen, unheard, taken advantage of, and overall just frustrated in the workplace and obviously feeling like your needs are not met. So really important to pay attention to this as well. And then last but not least, I think another really important thing to recognize here is how often fearful avoidance can feel triggered in the workplace and often carry resentment as a byproduct. And why it's so important for a fearful avoidant to practice and become adept at doing healthy communication and then literally being able to healthily communicate, work through problems, pain points, express different things that are showing up for you, you know, feel comfortable sharing your opinion so that you don't create this space of resentment. I find as well that oftentimes because fearful avoidance have a lot of resentment towards like their authority figures in their childhood, unless you do some of that inner work. Often there's this fear of like feeling controlled at work as well. And a lot of that like unresolved resentment can get projected onto authority figures in the workplace, specifically related to like control, helplessness, taken advantage of, expectations, like a lot of things that fearful avoidants tend to have unresolved in childhood as a whole. So these are really important things to target because they will show up not just there, but in many areas of life until you give yourself that opportunity to like heal and do that reprogramming work. But these are some really important things to check in on when it comes to burnout as a whole, being better with your boundaries, your needs, working through resentments, practicing communication, having better self-care habits, not moving so much from the place of trying to earn your worth in the world and releasing these patterns of perfectionism. So I hope this makes a lot of sense. Again, you can check out so many courses related to this stuff down below by clicking the link and using all that information and those resources for free for 7 days. And I hope you enjoy. Thank you for being here. Please like, share, and subscribe if you haven't already. And I will see you in the next video.